It's time for Wisconsin Life, and all this week, our look at literacy in Wisconsin. Augie Flaum is a welder and an accomplished artist, making beautiful metal flowers for display in yards and gardens. He excelled in math and art in school, but struggled with reading his whole life. He's been working to improve his reading with the help of his tutor, Chuck.
My name's Augie Flaum. I'm a welder. I've been a welder for probably about 40 years now. I had struggled in blueprint reading, and that was one of the deals when I started my job that I would get back because I got the reading disability. Basically come across, I made some mistakes. The mistakes I made, they kind of brought me in the office and made me feel like an illiterate dummy that can't read blueprints, which it shouldn't have been brought across that way. But that's the way it was kind of brought across.
Chuck Bornhoft. 4 years I've been with Literacy Volunteers Marquette County. I had retired, so I was kind of looking for ways that I can help out and do things. And one of my employees always enjoyed his time volunteering with literacy. So as I was kind of looking around, what do I want to do and what might be something I'd enjoy, literacy came to mind, and I made a call and talked with our president, and it's been kind of one right after another ever since. Augie started with a different tutor in our organization, and he and I have been working since September.
We're working on a blueprint reading book to learn, get me more advanced in the blueprints. So I like reading a lot of papers and stuff like that, which is kind of simple, but it gets me to learn the words and lets me to go further.
I've learned a lot about reading blueprints, and Augie's taught me a bunch on some of the measurements and the other terms as well. So it really is a collaborative effort.
I make stainless flowers. I make all different kinds of flowers, and the leaves are stainless steel, and then I weld them to rebar. I built one at work for my wife, and everybody at work really thought they were neat, so everybody at work wanted one. And then I thought, well, I might have something here, so then I just started building them and started a business.
Augie's, his artwork is truly magnificent. I have one of his cone flowers in my front yard, and I get comments on it all the time.
It's basically my art background and stuff, and I really enjoy it.
It's so neat meeting other people, and you're meeting people who may have had a different educational background or a little different career background, and that's what I look at the literacy is we're trying just to help people and to complement their lives and to be more comfortable in what they do. And I find that extremely rewarding. It's just been a great thing for me.
The teachers are very, very good, very understanding, very helpful. It's really nice. It makes me feel good.
Augie Flaum is a welder and metal artist. He and his tutor Chuck shared their stories as part of this week's look at literacy in Wisconsin. Augie's goals are very specific to his job, but there are types of literacy that all of us could probably use some help with. Peggy Olive is a UW-Madison and UW-Extension financial capability specialist. She says financial literacy is necessary in navigating your own personal finances, no matter who you are.
People need to have good knowledge. They need to have those financial literacy skills. You need to know about basic financial services, checking accounts and investments, and you need to know all that. But there's a lot of other things that have to be in place too. So not only do you need to know what you need to be doing, but you have to have the skills. You know, maybe that ties into some of the reading literacy. You have to be able to read a contract or your paycheck or for your financial statements. And then you have to have that money coming in. So I know some people who are just wonderful. They could tell you where every dollar in their pocket is going. They just don't have enough dollars to go around. So you have to have all of those skills into place.
Kind of as you said before, literacy overall is a major economic issue.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the households are the backbone of our communities and our towns and the state. And being able to juggle your household budget and manage that and to provide for your own family's needs. We know looking at one large financial survey that came out a few years ago, one out of five Wisconsin households are spending more than they bring in every month. And you can only sustain that for so long, maybe put it on credit cards or juggle a few bills. But that really can lead to that household instability, too, and not to mention stress for people.
How literate are we as Wisconsinites when it comes to finances?
Well, on that survey that I mentioned that came out in 2012, less than half of Wisconsinites were able to get three or more questions correct out of five questions. So, and it was basic questions that had to do with interest and savings and bonds, and people didn't do very well on that. So even just knowing about interest rates and how to do savings and investing. So we have a bit of a gap. We can be learning more. On the other hand, when we look at other national studies, we know people here in Wisconsin are doing fairly well when it comes to their credit scores. So people are paying attention to that. Maybe not everybody's checking their credit report as much as they should, but they're handling their credit fairly well compared to the rest of the nation.
What can people do if they do want to improve their financial literacy?
There is so much good stuff. We have tons of good stuff through the University of Wisconsin. But paying attention, tracking your spending, I could care less where you choose to spend your money. It's just I feel strongly that everyone needs to make that conscious decision and know where their money is going. Getting a copy of your credit report, and you can get three free credit reports every year just to see what information is showing up on there, protecting yourself against identity theft. And then having some kind of relationship with a financial institution, whether it's a bank or your credit union, just being able to have some stable place to have your money, maybe get a little bit of interest, have some savings. And then when you're in a position where you need a loan or a car loan or a home loan, you have that relationship with a financial institution. So it's kind of setting up that good foundation for financial success.
Peggy Olive is a UW-Madison and UW-Extension Financial Capability Specialist. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more at wisconsinlife.org.